Now, last week I spoke of the disintegration of a psyche in the West in terms of schizophrenia, where not being able to keep up with the demands of the outside part of our civilization, that is to say, what is called the establishment or the institutions which make terrific demands on us, a person cracks off and sinks into the abyss of his psyche and gets lost there. And I pointed out that what he encounters there are exactly the archetypal forms and motifs that are the basic forms and motifs of the religious traditions of the world. And I said, and I'll say again, that these forms are the same everywhere. Basically, the archetypes of religion, the archetypes of meditation, the archetypes of schizophrenic discovery in the interior of the psyche are the same everywhere. But they are given different emphases in different parts of the world. Why is it that the emphases that have been given to these in the East are saying more to most of us today than the emphases that were given in the West? This is a little point I'd like to discuss at the opening now of this talk. I think of a very interesting analogy to our contemporary situation, which occurred on the American plains, the American Indian plains, in the 1880s and 90s. As you possibly remember, that was the time, hardly 100 years ago, when the railroad was put across the plains and the buffalo killers were sent out to kill off the buffalo herds to make way for the new world of planting culture that was moving into the Great Plains, the wheat growers instead of the buffalo killers. And another function of this killing off of the buffalo was to deprive the Plains Indians of their food supply so that they would really have to submit to the life on the reservations and be corralled and put away. And the Indians then were deprived of what had been the central symbol of their plains religions, namely the buffalo. The relationship of the human community to the animal community which supplied its food was the central pivotal thought of the social religion of these people. And with the buffalo gone, the basic image was gone, and the society no longer had the capacity to integrate the individual with nature and his life through the mythological symbols of the cult. The religion was suddenly archaic within 4 years. And it was then that the peyote cult, the mezcal cult, came up from Mexico and flooded over the plains with a great success. Many accounts, and they would eat the buttons. There would be a great lodge, everybody gather in the lodge with prayers and chants and so forth, and then they would start eating these mezcal buttons and seek within themselves what had been lost to them in the society. Now, as I said last week, the function of a mythological symbol is to awaken the energies of life. It is an energy awakening and releasing sign. Not only does it awaken your own life energies and make life something that turns you on, as we say today, but it turns you on in a certain direction which makes you function in the context of a society. Now, when the symbols are no longer associated with the social order, but have cracked off, the zeal of the individual is dissociated from the society. There takes place a sort of pathology of the symbol. Now, Dr. John Perry, whom I mentioned last week in connection with the schizophrenia, uses a term, affect image. This is exactly the counterpart of the phrase I had been using, an energy awaking and directing sign. A mythological symbol is an affect image. It's an image that hits you in a place where it counts. It doesn't talk to the brain and have to be interpreted. It talks directly to the psyche so that there is an immediate response. There is a resonance within you to the image. We won't try to discuss how that comes about. There are many theories and many ways of explaining this, but it is a fact that mythological symbols, when properly rendered, turn you on. When rendered in a social context that is alive, it relates you to the society and turns the whole society on. When the symbols no longer are effective, there is a dissociation of the individual from the society. Now, there can be a dropout here.